Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Terry Jones is here. Terry is the founder of Travelocity. That's right, Travelocity.com. He's also the founder of Kayak.com. You know about those guys, right? You know a little bit about that story. Well, we're going to learn more about it in just a few seconds. He's also the author of a new book called Disruption Off. That actually was written and published before COVID-19, folks, and so you can imagine how apropos his book is. Terry Jones, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's great to be on.
It's always a pleasure, Terry. I've followed your career and your companies now for probably about 20 years or so. I want you to talk to the entrepreneurs out there in the audience who are saying, what was in his head when he started Travelocity? What was going on? What was in you? What kind of creative juices? What kind of entrepreneurial notions were going on in your head when you created Travelocity? What was it? 20, 21 years ago?
Yeah, over 20 years ago. And I'm gonna turn you on your head and your audience, because most people know Travelocity. Don't know that Travelocity started inside American Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
I was chief information officer there, running all of IT. That's when I lost my hair, trying to keep all the computers going. And we had a little online project that was on AOL and CompuServe back in those days. And we had automated over 40,000 travel agents. That was a big part of American business.
Mm-hmm.
We gave them their computers so they could book flights.
Right.
But we had this online thing, and the agents came and said, you better turn that off. That's going to be our competition.
Right.
But instead of turning it off, they gave it to me over in IT, and they said, well, kind of hide it over here. Well, instead of hiding it, I put it on the Internet.
That was the entrepreneurial step.
It took off like a weed in the spring, but the entrepreneurial step inside a big company, in order to succeed, I had to move out of the building.
Mm-hmm.
I had to change the culture.
Mm-hmm.
I had to say, I'm not going to use all these, I'm not going to use purchasing. I'm not going to use your advertising department. I'm not going to do this because I got to compete with startups. Right. I wrote a whole book about it called On Innovation, about how to innovate inside a big company. It's hard.
Right.
Kayak was different. Kayak started as an idea when I was working in a venture capital firm with my boss, and we had this idea, and we got some great guys.
After you'd already taken Travelocity public.
Yeah, that was, mm-hmm. It was later, and that business was very different in terms of it was real entrepreneurship instead of intrapreneurship. But, in any of those, it's about taking risks and being willing to experiment,
mm-hmm.
and fail. As
yeah.
Jeff Bezos said yesterday before Congress, he said, look, if you know the outcome, it's not an experiment.
That's right. That's right.
So you've got to be willing to take a chance and fail.
You can't be a true entrepreneur if failure isn't a harness mate with success. It's got to be they pull together, don't they?
They absolutely do, and I have a big chapter on that in Disruption Off about taking risks and experiment, being willing to fail. You don't have to fail big, particularly
mm-hmm.
today. You can test things on the internet. You can use a 3D printer. You can get web panels to check out your product. You don't have to fail big, but you have to continuously change. And I think it's really important today during COVID to test your assumptions, because
mm-hmm.
what got you here may not get you there.
Right.
I'm a restaurant. Am I going to reopen, or I'm going to come back just as what they call a ghost kitchen and do nothing
mm-hmm.
but delivery? Maybe that
mm-hmm.
makes more sense for you. Or maybe, it's happened to a friend of mine at his local small grocery store is delivering with these little drone-like wagons now that just trundle down the street. That was prohibited before, but government allows it now.
Right.
How are you going to change? Look at the winners in your area and say, how can I emulate them, because my business is never going to be the same?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, that's one of the main things And as technology is holding a lot of us together, a lot of the economy together, we couldn't. Imagine if this had hit us 20 years ago when you founded Travelocity. Think about that.
It'd be much worse.
But at the same time, the paradox is, the irony is that while the technology is saving us now, it's also the response to the pandemic with technology is also going to disrupt the old models. And as you said, what got us here is not going to get us there. Terry, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I'm going to get Terry to talk to us about what he means by disruption and what was he thinking when he wrote the book, even before the pandemic. Terry Jones, the founder of Travelocity, the founder of Kayak, the author of Disruption Off. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.